Welcome to Thursday Night Noise 10. Sorry we got a little behind on the podcasts. This week's show and the two to follow are taken from a recording from June 23, 2006. Some of the content is dated, but still chock full of comedy.
Actually, yeah. Jason is sick. Jason is, he's feeling better, but he's still not 100% up for coming over. And,
Jason got a stomach virus.
He got a nasty stomach virus, and on Monday he was actually in the hospital, and they were doing tests.
Did you call it the pork flu?
Meningitis.
No, bird flu.
Yeah, you said meningitis test.
Yeah, someone thought it might be meningitis. They did the test.
He didn't do a spinal tap or anything, did they?
Spinal meningitis?
Is that how they test for it? Ask him because I was afraid it involved like his pooper, and I didn't want to get into that.
Jason, while you're editing this, we miss you.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I was actually just going to say that.
It does feel very odd without Jason.
It does. We're recording out of because I spoke to Jason and he wanted us to record
in memoriam
in his absence, just in case.
But it still feels wrong. It just feels wrong.
It does because normally he'd be getting
quiet
a lot.
Here. There's no Parker bark.
Yeah, no Parker. In fact, Parker we're probably missing more than Jason in the overall audio department because
I miss Jason's smell.
Scent.
Is it really a scent?
I miss your
smell?
Scent.
The scent of a Jason.
You sound like a gay.
When Jason gets better, you should get an apartment together.
He smells of lilac and cinnamon.
I bet he'd clean up nice with some fruity soap.
He probably would.
Speaking of fruity smoke.
Freaking of smoothie popes.
Freaking of the smoothie pope.
You guys can laugh it up, but
no,
when
we
people
can.
Hear this, they're not going to hear any of this where
laugh
I don't
up,
make any sense. But speaking of fruity soap, we did a shoot a couple weeks ago. We bought some craft service stuff, which is the snack food that we keep handy in between the meals when we're on a shoot. You put them on a table, and then you kind of make fun of the people that always go over to the table a lot. You go, fat
bastard.
Where
did the name craft service come from?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Absolutely not a clue.
I always think Kraft macaroni and cheese.
It's got nothing.
That's what I would think. Like the company Kraft was the first one to cater a movie.
Exactly.
I think it's because people work at their Kraft and they're servicing the Kraft people.
But it's not. That could be it. It's to service the Kraft people as opposed to the talent.
No, they just call it catering like any other.
No, because it's not catering. Catering is the meal. This is the snack food that's available all the time.
I thought the whole thing was
Kraft
service in general.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought when you got.
That's a rookie mistake. You can be forgiven.
No, craft service is the table of the snacks.
And they're not even brought by the same people.
Yes.
That's called hospitality.
It's a big... I think it's all to do with the union, so they had to have two guys to do the job of one guy for every position.
Yeah.
But your craft service is usually a whole separate entity from your full-on catering. But on the shoots I do, the craft service is what you do before everyone gets there, so you can still look very Hollywood. Because you don't want to look like you're the guy that set up the craft service. Because how can you have any authority on the set when they're all just?
So you're saying the people who have food have no authority? I would think it'd be the other way around.
No, they have no authority because what they do doesn't show up on the screen.
But a table with Snickers on it is going to turn you into Hollywood pretty quick.
Absolutely, and if they're the full size Snickers, they think you're a rock star.
Yeah.
But we got some fruit snacks, and I said. When we were making like a list of what we were going to pick up, I'm like, we got to get some sodas, got to get some this, that, and the other. And I said, and be sure and get some fruity snacks. Just didn't even think about it. Just instinctively said, we'll get some fruity snacks. It turns out there is a brand of fruit snacks that's called Fruity Snacks.
I thought you were going to look for the gayest name of a chocolate bar you could find.
Oh, no, but... Then
deep
we ended
fudge
up
chocolate.
Deep fudge. Well, we started and stopped. That's a great. I can't top that.
No.
Deep fudge chocolate
deep
bar.
Deep fudge chocolate.
Ew.
Dive into the deep fudge.
Brought to you by Manhole. The chocolate candy.
O. Henry.
Now, is the O. Henry candy bar named after the author O. Henry, or was O. Henry take his name from the candy bar?
I don't know. Baby Ruth is not named after Babe Ruth, or it is?
Baby Ruth is actually named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth, who was born while he was in office, and that candy bar was released that year.
And I hear Twix is named after the hooker on Harbor and Wilson.
Exactly.
Because when you break her in half, she snaps.
Hey, Toby, you want to tell your joke about whores and tennis balls?
When you break her, well, we don't really know. Like, you know, we always talk about it. We talk about the whore and tennis ball joke, but whenever we try and remember it, it was...
It's more of a statement.
We were really buzzed, and Toby came up with the greatest joke about what's the difference between a whore.
Well, no. It wasn't what's the difference.
Ball?
It was like why is a hooker like a tennis ball?
That's right.
And when you cut them with a carpet knife, they don't work right. That is
See,
a horribly
misogynistic
joke.
It's the best joke ever.
That's just so wrong. Holy shit.
But within every joke lies the essence of truth.
We just lost our tennis ball audience.
That's
we
right.
gained a valuable carpet knife audience.
Yes. That's right. And hookers with iPods don't like us anymore.
We have scored the candy bar and carpet knife demographic.
Sweet. So if you are an advertiser in the candy bar
or carpet knife,
you know, markets, you know, just...
SmartPatrol.net.
That's right. Send us an email at thesmartpatrol.net@gmail.com, and we'll figure something out. Well, we didn't record last week, but a week ago Sunday, I was doing a side job, and when I got home at midnight, there was 2 inches of water in my studio.
Oh, that's right. The fun of the water.
And the great part of this was, it's like it's a three-story place. The flood had happened because someone had triggered a sprinkler on the third floor, which is actually two floors above ground, one below, and I live below. So triggered the sprinkler. It had pretty much gone unstopped for about a half an hour. Then the fire department busted down the guy's door, turned off the sprinkler. By then, the water had already run. They got some team in with the vacuum cleaners that suck up the water and the big hair dryers to dry everything off. They took care of that floor because it had gone, you know, several units over on either side and that kind of thing. And then they went downstairs and they took care of the guy downstairs. And then they all patted themselves on the back and like started packing, you know, crap up and leaving the little dehumidifiers, you know, just, oh, this will just take care of it. So, you know, it's like 12:30. I get into my place. I open the door. There's 2 inches of water. Nobody came down to check.
There's a note that says, Cousteau, go fuck yourself. They split.
But so I go upstairs to the guys that are cleaning up, and I'm like, hey, when you guys get done up here, you got to come downstairs. And they're like, you know, the guy's got like his headphones on, and he's just like rocking out while he's vacuuming the water up. And I'm like, hey, yeah, you got to come downstairs, you know, clean it up down here. And they came downstairs, and they cleaned out the hallway that didn't have any water in it. You know, like, it just had wet footprints from everyone that had walked around. They were, oh, okay. So they cleaned up that and they took off. So I'm still kind of recovering from that. Just
water
because,
damage is bad.
Yeah. You have to throw things away and crap. And then.
Do you have all the same neighbors from when you started living there?
As far as I know, I don't really know my neighbors.
Toby, why don't you give people an idea of where you live?
Okay, I live in a building that is actually not supposed to be zoned for residential occupation.
But it's like an art kind
of. It's an art colony building, hippie kind of. They're not really hippies.
No, but you have had group sex with them.
Well, yeah, but that was part of the moving in thing.
Right. It's initiation.
Yeah, have to do that. It was either that or a sizable deposit.
Yeah, then fuck that.
Yeah. So, so it's sort of like we live there, and people know we live there, and the landlord knows we live there, but officially we don't live there. Justin, do you want to share it with the rest of the class, everybody?
Hold on.
Let me guess. Sizable deposit?
Yeah, there we go. I did very good. I just looked at the TV, and I didn't even say a word about it.
There's a sizable deposit of your sperm.
Somebody's back.
No, Andy, let him finish. It's going to be golden. Okay.
On some hippie's Afghan.
Try to get it out. There's a sizable deposit of your sperm
on some. some hippies Afghan.
Hippies have Afghans?
They're hippies.
Yeah, I think hippies have Afghans. You don't mean the dog, right? You mean the blanket.
Hey. Yeah, no, the hippie country Afghan.
No, I thought maybe you meant the dog. Like there's some hippies with big dogs.
I did so good letting Sizable Deposit go.
I tried to let it go.
I did very good.
Obviously, Toby let it go, and then he moved it.
Do you like lollipops?
In what way?
Eating them?
Usually I don't have the patience and I just crunch them right
off
the
stick. I don't
either. And then I've got that little bit
like
at the end
though.
Of the stick.
Yeah.
Like the paper wrap thing.
And then you kind of gag on it after
about
2 minutes.
Yeah, a little bit. Or you find that you've like wedged it into your teeth.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Can
where
you finish
that,
a lollipop?
Where'd that come from?
I think I've made it halfway through. It's like
the
miracle.
The stick gets soggy.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and,
yeah
and then
before
you,
I crunch
and then,
it.
Yeah, you can't help yourself.
I can't.
Yeah, the stick gets soggy, and then you gag on that, and then you go, I'm never going to have one of these again. Then you see it, and you grab another one.
Yeah, then you have another one.
I don't know. Didn't mean to address you. I was just thinking about that.
Well, anyway. You know, there's a local restaurant
called
El Matador.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
And El Matador has a huge... thing
of lollipops basket?
Thing of lollipops.
Thingo.
Oh, to me, it looks like a huge brandy snifter, but it's not.
Oh, I got you. I know what you mean. I've seen them.
And they've got that, and it's full of the...
candies.
The sucky,
shit.
The little lollipops.
Is it suckers or lollipops?
What's
the difference?
Let's go over the
suckers
difference.
Ball?
A sucker is a flat disc.
Is it?
A lollipop's a
lollipop's
ball.
Ball.
Oh,
really?
I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah. No.
Is that
okay.
Legal?
Like lollipop.
Yeah, that's
legal.
Oh, that's legal, motherfucker.
Yeah. That's
all right, so these are the flat discs that make them.
That's a sucker.
So that's a sucker. Okay.
A lollipop would be the ball, often with a treat in the middle, as in a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girls need to use lollipops, not suckers.
Yes.
Speaking of suckers, the girl that used to work at the El Matador.
She just fall for every joke?
No, she was incredible.
Do you know her name? Maybe we could mention it.
Lupe?
Beep.
Lupe Smith.
Lupe
Smith.
Juanita Jones. Anyway, I didn't mean to. So you were getting the brandy snifter of suckers in your face.
I'd rather talk about Lupe Smith.
So you dove head first into a snifter.
No. I was just going to say that those are there and... You know, when you're paying and you can leave, it's just like, here, have a sucker. And there you go. And I usually grab two of them.
I was going
to. But I've got this weird, like, psychological thing. Like, when I go get a soda from 7-Eleven and I get a straw.
You want to go down on a dude.
I want to go down. No. I get two straws.
It's Craig falls.
And does anybody else? Does
two
anybody
straws?
Else do that?
No, I don't.
No, do I always get two straws.
So you have a thing where you need two of everything that's free.
Well, not necessarily if they're free, but it's things. Yeah, well, maybe it's things that are free.
Hmm. Because I always do the sucker thing, and I don't know how many is too much. Like
oh,
if I grab a whole handful and fill my pocket up, is that ridiculous?
Yeah, that's.
He's just supposed to take one.
I think they really only.
Why wouldn't they just put it on the bill thing when they gave you your bill?
Maybe because they don't want to be presumptuous and assume you have to have one. They're just putting them there and saying, if you want one, please have a sucker.
Hmm. I wonder what the lima,
but then what
the
happens
is
when I'm doing my laundry or whatever, I find them in my shirt pocket because I didn't bother eating them.
Mm-hmm. Or they go through the wash all the way with me.
Sometimes, yeah.
The mints and the wrappers.
Mints and the
make
wrappers.
It through the whole cycle.
Awesome.
Yeah. Then I take them out and
yeah,
eat
apparently
them.
Yeah, apparently I left a piece of paper in one of my pockets the other day doing laundry, and yeah, there was just...
Paper everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, I had that in my shirt pocket.
That's awesome.
It was a business card that pretty much made my whole shirt one big business card.
kind of doing like a shout-out, a callback, really.
Wow, that's a big difference.
In my studio, after the flood, like all my clothes were had soaked up all the water because, unfortunately, as a slob, most of my clothes were on my rug.
El floor?
My rug was on the floor. The floor was full of water. The rug soaked up a lot of the water. The clothes soaked up the water from the rug. So things that weren't even really touching the ground just completely soaked.
Yeah.
But I was very lucky because we took everything over to Jason's mom's and...
Well, that's where everybody does
and
laundry.
Apparently, that's the laundry center.
Apparently, that is. But most of the clothes were saved. I was very paranoid a couple days afterwards. I'm like...
You have no mildew residue?
Nope, there's no mildew.
Because that's bad news.
But... The water had a strange smell, and Jason's mom described it really well. She said it smelled kind of like
poo?
Like blacktop or asphalt.
Really?
Because it probably, you know, because it ran through like
did
a
it
brick building.
It
probably picked up. So I was concerned it was going to transfer that to my clothes, but so far I have not. But I kept asking people, do my clothes smell funny? And unless you know those people, it's not a good icebreaker.
Look at what happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just
Jason. If you loved any version of this podcast, or if you disliked it, you send an email to thesmartpatrol.net at gmail.com. Thank you very much, pudding.